Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all.
Damn right.
And this right here,
what is
this? Is probably as close as I'm gonna get to a thing. So, I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies,
and I can sing.
I can.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on. Come on.
LA representative, I love to murder any beat, it never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative, been sleeping for years. Soon everyone will know my name, it's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear, out of tears, complex.
You think you on the corner, we're gonna see,
because I got
next.
Hit my phone with double check, dare to rep the
man. Come on,
no respect for none of y'all, I show you how to
nigga ball. Hit
the water, rolled up, shoulder. Sing any studio or stage, step in
and blew it up.
Turns up, yeah. I'm stupid drunk,
hella hot.
I can't even wear ice,
I'm too hot, it'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity, cause I ain't got shit except a whole lot of energy. There's no one to pretend I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Haters, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
Thanks for being back.
Man, took another week off, y'all, but that wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault. We're going to get into that real heavy, heavy. I'm going to let y'all know what happened. I'm going to talk about my Vegas trip, let y'all know how I got stuck, all kind of shit that we got going on today. So just stick with me. Just bear with me. Phone lines already blowing up. I see y'all in there. Hang out. Just chill for a minute. Let me get my business out the way first. First, as always, I want to thank Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Dagger. There is no Slap Sunday. So, thank you, Boss Lady, for doing what you do, for allowing me to have a chance to do what I do. Hold on real quick. Got to hit this weed jar, as you know. Hold on. Yes, yes. And if you, this is your first time being here, I'm glad to have you. As you know, on Slap Sundays, this is where we try to play the slappers for nothing but the top indie artists from around the world, the hood bangers, the knockers, the weed tracks, the hood anthems. We got all those right here on Slap Sundays. And we also try to slap the stupidity out of people because a lot of people be doing a lot of dumb shit. As a matter of fact, like I said, that's what I'm talking about today because I can't believe I came across so much dumb shit throughout a trip to Vegas in 3 days. There's so much dumb shit that happened. So we're going to get that all out. We're going to talk about all that. So we got time. We got time. Again, I want to say my thank yous. Thank yous to all the indie artists out there. Anybody that has sent me their tracks, I'm going to put it in rotation. And honestly, what I'm going to start doing as well, if you send me your track before Sundays, then I'm going to make sure it's one of the first ones that get played on Sunday. So make sure that's my rule now. So that way, you know, as soon as you send me a track, then you get to hear it the same week coming up. But also, repeat tracks don't count. So if you already sent me the track and I already got it, then repeats don't count and it just gets thrown in rotation, so don't trip. If you don't got the email by now, make sure you jot it down, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, y'all. Let's blow it up. Give me some music. Keep it going. Make sure y'all check out Westgill Wednesdays, Hump Nights. That's for y'all R&B and for all y'all tracks when y'all be hollering at the females and everything. We got those going on Wednesday night. So check those out as well from 9 to 11 every Wednesday. All right, Dagger's trying to blow up. Dagger's trying to do a lot. But I'm trying to do it all, and I need y'all help because without y'all, there is no me either. Y'all need to talk about me, let people know what we got going on, tell people we got a good show going on over here, and let people know it's cracking, all right? Make sure you holler at me. I'm on Reverb, Facebook, Dagger, MF. And I just got my Xbox back, y'all. Xbox Live back in full effect. So, again, like I said before, if you want to step your ass on Xbox Live and get your ass whooped in some 2K12 or some, I got the Assassin's Creed, and I got what else I got? And I got Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. This drink kicking in, too. Damn, I'm off this orange juice and Absolute Vodka 100 proof today, y'all. It's a good Slap Sunday. Good to be back. Missed y'all. Hope y'all miss me. We're going to get into this brand new slapper right here. Then we're coming back to the phone lines. I hope I'm saying this right, and if I'm not, I apologize. We got this new JC Anime. Let's roll.
I made it back, so I'm true.
Over the chemist, grind hard, let's keep it pushing, lavish entertainment, hit the in the building, let's go.
I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga. I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga.
My grind is realistic, searching for shows on Craigslist, yeah. Double free sales, those get dismissed. Cop a dub, is it built? Now I got something to twist, write a song, record it, the next day to get mixed. Stress, these niggas acting like they young permanent rest. No hard hold, tendencies on to the neck. In these chucks, I take very big steps. Leave them scared, they think King Kong just left. Who's next up? Silly question, take a guess. I ain't talking hell when I say MC's about to get pressed. Under the heat too long, all burnt out. Renting for size, scared of self, you pay niggas to bow. It's whack niggas with a whole lot of dough. Broke niggas with the illest flow that never seem to make it. The records I'll break it, your music I'ma make it. If it's not giving, motherfucker, I'ma take it.
I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga. I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga.
Time is money, I invest plenty in my craft. Soon I'll adapt, one from the game you detach. Fairy tale music has been fat. No companions, I'm screaming fuck the world. Tell me where the real at. Knowledge on my head like an LA cap. Grinding, applying the knowledge behind that. Trying to slow me down, it's like stopping the train on track. Failed in school, but soon my favorite subject will be math. The flow ain't based on it, but it will collect stacks. No time to count it, let's buy your machine. Dollar bills crisp, call it Krispy Kreme. From material, I swear I never be a fiend. More infatuated with my vision, my dream. Go hard or go home, one phrase I live by, M.O.B. From these stats, I swear I'm talking different down. Forever the hands on the clock, like it's always grind time.
I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga. I won't stop till I got the world on my back, on my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, nigga.
I had the trillest dream last night. On real, it was like like if your boy had a job at this little Bunny Ranch vineyard or some shit, man. So all I could do was lick the lady's feet after they was finished stepping on the grapes, and the bitches would just love. I just
look. I can't concentrate with your thing flapping around like that. Go put some clothes on.
I'm not hungry no more. Yeah, I'm done.
Hell, come on, man. Why y'all tripping? Morning wood ain't nothing to be ashamed of. That's how you know you alive, man.
Yes, yes, we're back. The Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. Remember, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at me. Here we go. Here's what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm going to call out the area code, and then I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your cell phone, so make sure we're paying attention, all right? Straight out that 248. We got that 8876. You got the Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hello. 041. Hold on. Let's bring it back. Hold on. At that 407, 588-88. You got the Dagger. What it do?
What it is, man?
What's going down, Pippa? Who this is?
They're chilling, man. This got salt, man, from Orlando, homie.
Hey, what it doing, Pippa? Orlando in the building checking in, man. For those that don't know who you is, man, go ahead. Let them know right here. Straight out the gate, man. Let them know what it's up.
Yo, man, it got soft, man, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to represent for my boy Ashton Martin, because when we came down here in the concert, he set the whole city on fire, you know what I'm saying? So we got to show the boy some support, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So anything he got going on, I want to hear, you know what I'm saying? He going to make it, man, if he don't quit, you know what I'm saying?
No, he can't.
Down here.
That's good to know, man, because he can't quit, man. We love him right here on Bang Out Radio, too. And I got some Ashton Martin bangers right here, so we're going to definitely let them load it. We're going to keep listening. We're going to get him in there. Don't even trip.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, boss, man. We're going to get it to later. Good looking out.
I appreciate you, dog.
For sure. Straight out to 313-0610. You got the Dagger. What it do?
Hello?
Hello. What it do, man? What's popping with it?
I want to join the movement, to Ashton Martin movement, to the Bang Out Radio.
As you should, man. Ashton Martin got the followers right now, man. Blowing up real big, man. What are you representing out of, man? Where are you representing out of?
Detroit,
Michigan. D-Town in the house. D-Town, Florida. Everybody checking in on the Ashton Martin train right now, y'all. Y'all got to get it. Y'all don't know about it, man. Y'all better get on it, man. Get on his Facebook. Listen to Bang Out Radio. We got his tracks. If you want to get at me, man, and try to holler at him, man, I got connects on him, too. Don't even trip. We're going to get this man moving. Let's keep it pushing. This another 313. That's D. I got to remember, that's D-Town now, 0083. You got the Dagger. What it do?
Oh, yeah. What up, though? I'm calling for Ashton Martin, too. We all here to support him, man. He be shutting
right,
down everywhere. Is. He's at the Ritz. Oh, yeah.
Okay, my friend.
Hey,
D-Town. Go ahead. Any other shout-outs? Hey. Anybody else you want to say something to?
Oh, yeah, everybody in Detroit, everybody Money Mind Frame, everybody who out here doing their thing. I want to hear that Hold Me Down from Ashton Martin, though. So when you get a chance, make sure you play that for everybody so they can hear that.
Oh, I got that. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna make sure I let that one roll next. Just because y'all showing my man so much love and y'all calling in and showing me love, talking to me on my show, I'm going to take care of my people, y'all, so I got that next. Don't even worry about it. All right, Ma, just make sure you're listening. Go ahead, tweet somebody, share my link. Let's blow it up. I don't care if everybody's Ashton Martin fans. Fuck you. Just get them over here and tell them we're over here chilling and relaxing, all right?
Hell yeah. Thank you.
All right, Mark. Good looking. We're going to keep the phone lines going. Straight after 202-8704. You got the Dagger. What it do?
What's really good, man? It's Jones Obama. DC, DMV in the building, man.
What it do? What's going on with you? Where you at, man? What you let people know, for those that don't know, man, what you got going on, where you at, how they can get a hold of you, things like that.
Yeah, man, my name Dooms. I own That Urban Connect. That's www.thaturbanconnect.com. That's DATURBANCONNECT, man. Just checking you out. I didn't get a chance to hear the music, but we showing you love. We support anything independent. You know, like I said, keep doing your thingy.
Oh, good looking out, man. That's what we need over here. That's definitely good appreciation. And definitely, man, like I said, we got all kind of music over here. Anybody you connected with, anybody you know that want to get their music in rotation, that got them slappers and also got them, like, R&B tracks or whatever. Like I said, I do that on my Wednesday show. But anybody, like I said, we all got to look out here for each other, because we out here trying to do the same thing. Everybody is big enough for everybody to get a piece of it, so we all out here trying to get it together.
Yeah, for sure, dog. Keep doing your thing, man. We supporting you all the way. Like I said, DMV in the building, That Urban Connect Music, ThatUrbanConnect.com. Keep supporting this man because he's trying to do his thing. You feel me? Especially your artist. What's your artist's name?
Man, the Dagger, man. Yeah, that's on the other side. That's a whole, yeah, my music going to be slid in here, too. Make sure you're checking out Dagger's Double Play. We usually do that about the hour mark or whatever, where I play two of my tracks back-to-back just to make sure y'all know that I don't just do this. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be out there with y'all, too. So any kind of collabs y'all want to get into, if y'all like what y'all hearing, is anything. But it's L.A. West Coast all day. We need to make these connections all day, every day, y'all. So it's all good. So, yeah, man, like I said, share, let people know what's up. We hanging out. We chilling. Like I said, as long as y'all here, we're going to get into some shit a little bit later. And like I said, everybody's opinion is useful. So, I mean, I know I want to talk to some real motherfuckers, so we're going to figure out what to do, all right?
Keep it Andy, fam.
Yes, sir. Holler at you later. Oh, God, we're going to keep it pushing. Out of 321-2329, you got the Dagger. What to do?
What's up? This is your girl, Juice Baby, from Orlando, Florida. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Juicy. How you doing? Welcome back. What's up with you?
I'm just chilling. You already know I got to call in for my boy Ashton, you know. You know, got to play that Juice. I'm so classy and they so mad, so.
See, I got something that I did to show my support to Ashton Martin, too. But, see, I'm not even going to speak on it yet because it's in the lab right now, so I'm waiting on confirmation to come back. And
that's
so,
what's
like
up.
Said,
and for everybody out there who does not know, Ashton Martin is a really talented artist. Y'all need to go ahead and call him up for the shows, man. The man is hot.
So, like I said, they're going to know. They're going to know at least by the end. Because, like I said, I got these Ashton Martin slappers all day. Ashton Martin's one of the people that's like, okay, this is Slap Sundays, and he got them slappers. You know what I mean? Like, Lion got slappers. KY's got slappers. I fucks with people that got slappers. This is what we do over here. So this is the show y'all want to listen to if y'all want to know what's going on and what we got going on. So now that my phone lines have calmed down just a little bit, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to give the fans what they've been asking for right now. As soon as my hold up, bam, like I said, y'all, I'm sorry. This drink, this weed, but you know what I mean? I'm black. I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to relax. I'm just trying to do too much at one time, but it's okay. It is okay. Let's see which one. See, they asked for this Hold Me Down, but see, I want to do this Spaz Out. I'm sorry, because this is Slap Sundays. Hold Me Down, that's on the West Coast Wednesday type track. No disrespect or anything, y'all, but this is that Ashton Martin Spaz Out. Let's roll.
I step in the spot of snatch hoe, Scorpio, get over here. Fuck room, fuck couch, fuck bed, here's a chair. Here this line, let me make it clear. What we doing here, don't kiss the tail. You hang here, you laying here, I'm chaining here. How can't you tell? Yeah, throw this cut, let me get your beer. Fuck that bitch, first take a shirt. Come around here looking pretty shit. Who you think he is, bitch, one of the first? Don't be no, at this lobby, you just met me in a lobby. But you haven't heard about me, not your average somebody. You just used to them nobody, so sorry to hear about it. Live with me, you'll be a poppy. Like I knew a girl named Portia, the hood nicknamed her Portia. Cause every time she cooked up, she turned one into four blocks. That's what I call a hot shot, in other words, they bought. Tunnel vision on this money, till they brought me to they bought. And no, it's not my fault, if you get and let me. Some things I cannot let you work this money or my time.
We be going hard, Hobie, oh my God. We be on another planet, haters just can't understand it. And we be going hard, Hobie, oh my God. We be on another planet, haters just can't understand it. And baby wanna do me right on my Suzuki, several doobies talking with it, my jacuzzi. And baby wanna do me right on my Suzuki, several doobies, several goobies talking with it, my jacuzzi.
I ain't trying to make no baby, but when she swallow, make her burp. Motion bitch, she made messes on the collar of her shirt. When she poured, I go reserve. Spend a coupe on her skirt. Then I see her by her way, she say I'm acting like a jerk. I take money out her purse and she leaves things right on my seat. We might have different opinions where we might not talk for weeks. It's okay, you just keep shining, just keep doing what you do. You get a man you should pursue, but you just caught up in the suit. I done searched and can't find a definition of a rider. Shouty hella fly, but her action retire. It's okay, admit, you ain't met nobody flyer. No matter what I say, it's your love I desire. I'm hired, I'm fired, the sex is off the wire. I cut exotic women, but it's nothing like my prior. Dick size with an ass like the car where I'm rolling and you blowing. Hello,
keep it pushing. D Littles, That's Hot. Another slapper, Slap Sundays.
Talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, Aston Martin. Bang Out Radio, the Dagger, though. LA, West Coast all day. Slap Sundays, we're back. And we got the whole Aston Martin crew right here. I'm bringing everybody back in. Now, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like I said, y'all live, y'all on the air with the Dagger, and I don't remember everybody's name. Like I said, this drink is really kicking in right now. I'm, like, really under the influence. But, you know, I'm barely able to see the screen. I just like when somebody just has to say something, just please introduce yourselves. You know, this is Woo Hoop or whatever. Because we're about to get into some shit, because I'm going to take, because on Slap Sundays, like I said, it's different from West Coast Wednesdays. Because on Slap Sundays, there's just so much stupidity going on in the world where I feel the need that I have to at least express myself in some shape, way, or form. Now, I missed my whole show last week, and that kind of pissed me off, because already on top, I don't like being the dude that has a responsibility of doing something and then not being able to do it. But it wasn't all the way my fault. Like I said, it was a really messed up weekend from jump. Already, going to the airport, I knew I should have drove. When was the last time anybody been on a plane? Anybody been on any flights recently? You know how hard it is to fly right now?
No.
They snitch. They ask you to snitch off top. When I was standing in line to go to this, there was a little sign that said, I took a picture of it. If you see anything.
Oh, and I had called Ashton Martin. Juicy was on there, did
like five people asking my five people back to back, bro.
So it was like really, really crazy. And then it's like really, you just look at this shit like snitching out the gate. But it's cool though. It's cool because there are a lot of black people I know is also working at the airport nowadays. And why? Because black people is good at really, really good at profiling people. You know, we don't let nothing just walk past. I mean, I'm dead serious. Dead serious. I mean, everybody's suspect when it comes to black folks because, you know, we don't trust nobody. So, of course, they're going to put us at the airport. They found something we good for. Like, because everybody look like a suspect. Dude look like Mahim. Dude look like Fahamid. Whatever the dude name may look like, if he looks at, we look at white people, black people, Mexicans. Everybody's suspect. And you damn near, and you damn near got to get butt-ass naked to get on the fucking plane now because they don't even got that shit out here no more. They trying to get that body scan out here in L.A. They only got that shit in some other places that I heard about, but they don't got it in L.A. I only was going to Vegas, and that shit was a made me feel like I was supposed to get money thrown at me or something. Cause nigga had to take off his shoes, socks, sweater, belt, had to undo my bag, put my laptop through there, had to prove the shit worked. Like, it was all kind of fucking shit a nigga had to do just to go stand and wait for the plane. And then, my fault for trying to cut a few corners and everything. Don't fly Southwest if you don't have to, y'all. Southwest is like the public transportation of the sky. There is nothing good about Southwest Airlines. I mean, me being a black person like everybody else, I tried to cut a few corners, woo-woo, whatever. But if you got the extra little bread to spend to get on a good airline, because Southwest is not the business. And the people that work for Southwest seem like they're just so bored with their job. Although that probably has to be one of the worst jobs in the world, I think, being a stewardess or a flight attendant or whatever that is. That's got to be shit. Because they be up there, you know, like I said, I don't know how many of y'all have ever been on a plane lately, but we get on the plane and they do that whole little, they still do the same routine no matter how long it's been since you've been on a plane. Probably the last time you was on a plane, they was doing the same routine. Like, sit down, buckle up the this part goes into this part. Like, who doesn't know how to fasten the seatbelt? Are we serious? Like,
I don't know one black person that's not going to fasten their seatbelt on an airplane.
Thank you. I mean, are we really that slow as a people that people are just not, that just don't know how to understand that this part goes in this part, click. Like, I don't understand why we need somebody to show this to us. The other part that's funny is the part where it's like when the oxygen mask comes down, you have to secure your mask before you secure anybody else's. You know, think of that. Look, don't help out nobody. You got to make sure you can breathe because how good are you? But then also, if something happens in a plane, I don't think you can do that much to save your ass. I'm sorry. Because a plane is one of those things where if something happens, then you don't have a lot of options. It's kind of like a cruise ship. All your trust is in the fucking pilot, and they're the only ones that got all the power. All you can do is basically fucking sit there, and they tell you to do that little maneuver, put your head between your legs, because that's just telling you to kiss your ass goodbye, basically, if anything goes on. Because, I mean, that's the last thing you're going to see. Like, I was really awesome. Like, I was really having some final destination thoughts. Like,
that's probably why rental cars are in command right now, because everybody rather drive where the hell they got to go than to get on the boat or an airplane, like, you know.
I would have rather drove, too, honestly. That's what I've been looking back. It's like, but it was good to be like, okay, you're in the air for about 30, 45 minutes. I played, like, two video games and I was there. I mean, that's the only good thing about it. And the only other good thing was Vegas actually looks dope from the sky. When you fly into it, that was my first time ever really flying into Vegas. So it looks kind of dope from the sky. I'll give it that. But it wasn't worth the hassle. It wasn't worth the hassle when I could have, when I could have drove there and been there 4 hours.
I'd rather drive. I'm sorry.
Unless I get, when I get on that private jet status or whatever, then yeah, maybe. Then maybe it'll be a little bit different. But nigga ain't there right now. So, I mean, like I said, oh, my God, Southwest. And the seating, right, the seating is first come, first serve. So it fills up just like a fucking bus. like you gotta pick and choose who like you who you want to sit to. Like, he looks suspect.
All over again. Who don't want to sit next to the fat girl, or who don't want to sit next to the fat boy by the window? Like,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You gotta pick and choose. And then if you're there early, then you get your seat first. But then you gotta worry about who's gonna want to look at you and sit next to you. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, look at this person. Like.
And
really
then they
like,
look at you like, who don't want to sit next to the black man, or who don't want to sit next to the black?
And then they make the announcements like, yo, I don't know what y'all, because everybody be trying to spread out the seats. They was like, nah, you better find somebody you want to sit next to, because every seat in here is filled up, so you're going to sit next to somebody.
Not nobody wants to sit next to the Indian man. Everybody sit next to the black. A white person probably sit next to the black person, but they sit next to the Indian man.
And it was even funnier because
Bin Laden motherfucker, like, hold on, you Muslim?
And these motherfuckers knew that it was a short ass flight. They're trying to serve drinks and everything like that. They take everybody's drink order, but only get through like half the drinks. Talking about, well, we're sorry, but we can't get the rest of the drinks out. It was only like a 30-something minute flight. Bitch, did you know it was a 30-minute flight before we took off, before you started offering drinks? See, I ordered a drink and I didn't get it. But she damn sure had that little card scanner on the hand, you know, where you could just slide the card and print out a receipt, like, right there. She showed up, got the motherfuckers' money, though, real fast before people got off that plane. Real fast. Real fast. Yeah. Like, wow. Like... I can't believe this. And this is just, like I said, this is just the first hour or two of me trying to call myself doing something, trying to get out and get away for a little while, like trying to be on some other shit. But I should have just drove, number one. I didn't even have no weed because, you know,
you
can't take shit
on the bus. You was in the city bus in the air.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt. That's exactly how it looked. And there was all kind of people on that motherfucker, too. You know, there was some Asian motherfuckers. And another thing that they tell you to do, they tell you to motherfucking, you're supposed to turn off all electronics before you take off and before you land. That shit don't happen. I want to know why they even try to announce, why they even try to enforce that. And I want to know what plane went down because somebody's cell phone was still on or because they was Googling somebody. I want to know where that came from. I want to know what happened. But... like I said, y'all, that was just part one. We gonna keep. I got a couple more stories, but we gonna get back into these slappers here on Slap Sundays. We got Earth swinging. Let's roll.
Swing. That's how it gotta be, swinging so hard I never fall like Autumn Leaf. Copy me, I consider that flattery. Why? I beat the track up, call it battery. Yo, some cats are mad at me because I'm in a different time, I'm in a different galaxy. And actually, I'ma spit it quite factually. My crew is so fly, bro, we never heard of gravity. Whoa, bro, swinging. Roll tones to beat, so I keep my nuts hanging. And you may think that's disgusting, the way that I'm busting will keep y'all disgusting. The fact that my swing's on smash, got a marathon grind, you on a 40-yard dash. So I suggest that you change your cleats, cause we out making moves, you moving
hey,
your feet.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
Mr. No, when I'm harder than mother dudes, bite like a pit bull, leave a scar vicious, make him see red like he on a Mars mission. No, no, you cannot swing with the best, make him hit the rock hard like I sailed it in wreck, and my money build up like I'm mailing in checks. The girls want me and the guys want to be, why am I swinging so hard? Cause I got the best car with the ostrich seat, 24 karat gold rims on the feet, and I know reptilo, Spanish from a reptile pillow, crocodile brillo, call me swing Zillow, and I want it all like yellow, submarine tail with the coat to match, and a sack of cash in the swing to match.
Hey, what you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
They can't swing like the right. I'm just too fly like a bird's flight. Itching to see me like mosquito bites. And when they see me, they dropping like fireflies. You can't deny my magic touch. That you need in your life. Is that your girl? You might. When I cover her eyes, cause when I pass by, she's winking her left eye. My TLC, the birds and the bees. You can't train like me, I foresee. You're too weak, it's a guarantee. I'm too fresh, it's a guarantee. No debate, uncertainty. You see my name in the marquee. Main event you wanna see. I got the keys to the city.
Hey, what you doing, bro? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Yes, I love my job. Why? Because I get to play slappers on Slap Sundays. Let's go.
Look, crew neck, gold chain, and a fresh cut. Sagging through the hood in the Porsche truck. Look, probably about to shoot dice. Married to the game, throw the rice. Baby, I'm on. Fuck a hater. I bet you know my name like the fucking neighbors. Grinding like a ratchet to a slow song. I'ma be right here when the smoke's gone. Cause baby, I'm a real one, and that's word to the set. Niggas let it hate when they see that you're a threat. Come to my city, they tell you I'm a rap. Taking care of my dogs, I'm a motherfucking vet. Look, I'm in it for the motherfucking loot. Pocket up, army, I'm a troop. Bitch, I'm the shit, you niggas scared to poop. Niggas play hard, they soften and dead fruit.
I said, young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sent out a cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
I said a bitch from the west. When niggas getting paper like a motherfucking press. Acting like a bitch, get a motherfucking dress. Niggas let it hate when they see it to the press. Look, chain no ice age. Had 100, turned that 100 to 2,000 in this dice game. Look, hustle harder than the athlete. Running this bitch like a motherfucking track meet. Getting brain in the backseat. By some bitch I just disrespected like last week. Look, I said she still got something for me. Got dope, but she still get money for me. Look, I said she something like a damn bitch. Even let me bust on her grandpa Crown Vic. Both of these L's I die for you. Biggie in the flesh, I'm like, say you mind for
young
you.
Young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sent out a cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
Are you talking to me? No. Cock nose. What's your problem, kid?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son Thomas has Tourette's syndrome.
What? Mom, let's just go.
Shit! People with Tourette's can't control certain tics. It's like a sneeze.
Apple, apple! Wait. Whoa. You're telling me there's an illness that makes you blurt out obscenities? Mom, can we just go home, please?
It's okay, Thomas. They understand.
I want to go! Shit, man!
Poor kid.
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
It's a neurological disorder. You can't help it. Yeah.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
Hey, don't you want to buy that toy?
I don't need the toy. I've got something better. Cause I got a golden ticket. I got a golden chance to make my way.
Yes, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. So I got Juicy, you hanging with your boy still?
Yes, I am.
Juicy in the building, hanging out. We're going to bring it, hold on, 760-7081. You got the Dagger, what it do?
What it do, little homie?
Hey, what it do, Dre, man? Good. What you got going on, Pippin?
Sit back on here, just looking at the news, looking at this Lamar Odom Lex trade, trying to make sense of it.
yeah. I heard there was gonna be a trade, then I heard the trade fell through, and now Lamar don't know
Chris
what he wants to
trade.
Do.
They shook him to Dallas, and they took Dallas' first round draft pick. So they're gonna have that. They're gonna have the first draft pick, and they're gonna have the essential pick. So they're gonna have two picks out of that.
Okay, see, they didn't want that to happen. When I was like, but it was like, ooh, that would have been a good trade. The only thing L.A. really needed is a point guard. Derek Fisher, I know he's still the man, but he's old. You know what I mean? He can't keep up with these young legs out here nowadays. You know what I mean?
Man, the Dwight Howard get to the Lakers, it's over.
Nah, they ain't going to give us Dwight. They know better. That's going to be like
hey,
when Shaq and Kobe were.
No, Dwight needs to stay in Orlando. Come on, people. Stop trying to take our shit. Come on.
The white needs to come to the West Coast.
Hey, but money talks, you know what I mean? And L.A.'s got a lot of that, you know what I mean? So, we can go ahead and buy people. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We're going to see what the lineup looks like on Christmas. We wait for Christmas. We're going to see. I'm going to be watching. So, let's see. Where was I on my story. So then I land over there, right? I land in Vegas. Now, it's actually cool landing in Vegas because they got this thing over there now where all the car rental places are in the same spot. There's like a car rental center. So when you land and you gotta go get your car, you just get on one tram and they just take you all the way over there and you just go get your shit. Now, for those of y'all that travel and have to rent cars and move or whatever, see, I don't do this that often. I don't get to go out. I don't get to do shit. So it's always kind of something new that I didn't notice. I did not know that you had to put like $300-$400 down deposits on cars. It's that on top of the price that you pay to rent the car. You know what I mean? So it's like you're paying $600-$700 for something for a couple of days. And then got to drop it back off, and then they still don't give you your deposit back till like 3-4 days after you return the car back. So it's like
that's messing with budget.
That's messing with budget.
That's who does it. You roll with Enterprise, your deposit pays for your car.
That shit fucked up the whole situation while I was trying to do out there and everything, because I was trying to go out there and do some other shit, and that just took all my extra money that I was supposed to use to flip around and do some crazy shit out there with. And then I'm now just sitting out there blinking because I'm just sitting on money that I can't even spend. And that shit pisses me the fuck off. In Vegas.
We are going to blame this on all the dope boys that did not take the damn cars back when the cars were due. Okay? When the cars are due, take them back. For all the people who do not sell drugs.
It's funny. Why do I know somebody just recently talking about, they done reported he was in a rental car. He'd been supposed to take the rental car back. He's like, yeah, man, I found out they reported this thing stolen. Like, oh, you really just, and you just driving around in it, huh? Like, fuck it, huh? Like, you just one ticket
right,
away from making
off the house.
You just one ticket, one flashlight cop away from like, oh, nigga, oh, no, that's a stolen vehicle. Like, oh, wow. So then I go through all that shit at the airport, flying to Vegas, then the rental car gets me from all my money, so now I don't really got no pocket money, you know, except to really eat with or whatever shit like that, so I'm kind of pissed off about that, too. But what was kind of dope, though, was when I went to go get the car, you know, when you go to the rental car, then you usually stand there, they tell you, you know, you can pick out of these cars or these cars. I walk up to the little thing, and dude just pointing over there, like, there's a whole, like, section of, like, 8-10 cars. He's like, yeah, just pick one of those. Like, I'm like, what? Yeah, just that section over there, you can have any one of those cars over there. I was like, oh, that was kind of, it made me feel kind of dope, though. I walked over there, like, like I was just shopping. And then, with the rental car place, I mean, you just open the car, and then I stood there, though, and I called him over. He looked at me like I was stupid. I was like, yeah, because, you know, I'm thinking he's supposed to hand me the keys or something. Nigga, the keys is all in all the cars. No, he was like, literally, like, hop in one and get the fuck out of here. You're like, slowing up my line. Like, oh, my bad. Like, let me get the fuck up out of here. Like, I don't know why I hopped in the red one. I don't know. I guess I was on some blood shit when I was out there. I don't know. Not no gang.
What you jump in?
I hopped in the railway. But it was in economy classes. Like I said, you know, I'm a black man. I be on a budget. You know what I mean? I got one of those economy focuses. The focus is actually
okay.
Pretty cool, though. I mean, as far as in a, but I don't know. It looks ugly. I don't like focuses. So, I just said,
no,
well,
that's
I don't
how
know.
You said it, though. You know I'm a black guy on a budget, so I hop in focus. Like. Now you're
gonna
have everybody
go
like,
don't
get
act like
focus,
I'm about
dog.
To hop
don't
in like
focus.
A Mustang or something for the. No, I'm not about to do all that. Yeah, I'm in a Focus, Ford Focus. Like at least it ain't a Prius. You know, I wasn't gonna do nothing like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so we got in one of those little smart cars they had.
Yeah, exactly. One of those little dumb cars. So then I'm out there, and then as much as we complain about cold out here in LA, let me tell y'all something, man. It is. Cold in the fucking desert. Because at least in L.A. we get a break. During the day when the sun's out, you can usually feel that motherfucker. If you're going to stand in the sun, you're going to feel it. But out there in the sun, it's still cold as fuck. Like the wind blows ice. No matter, the sun is not helping whatsoever. It might as well be cloudy and be covered up. There's niggas out there and people out there walking around like motherfuckers walk around I've seen in the movies in the snow and shit. Like beanies, big ass hoodies, big wool jackets and shit. I'm like, damn. Broad midday though, like 2:00 in the afternoon. It's supposed to be the hottest time of the day, almost.
See, and I really want to move to one of those cities, but you know, I live in Florida, and like right now it's like 68, 70 degrees outside. You know, just light jacket material, and it, you know, we're in the middle of December, like seriously, so. I think I'm too immune to this country weather that I just really can't abuse myself like that. You can't look cute with a mask on your face. I mean,
but it was funny. There was people out there on like motorcycle bikes and everything too, with those like face covers on, but like in the big like snowmobile. You would have thought they was on snowmobiles. Rolling down the middle of the strip like or whatever. But as much as I'm talking about the desert. I know there's other places where it gets even colder. Like, nah, I can't deal with cold weather. I'm freezing right now in the garage where I'm at right now. But, I mean, I don't let it get to me because I'm used to it. This is just L.A. cold. I mean, L.A. cold ain't that bad. But it gets cold some places. I couldn't even imagine waking up having to go, like, shovel my snow to get out my car. You know what I mean? To drive out the driveway. I couldn't even imagine doing that. Or like chipping off ice off my car. I couldn't even think about doing shit like that every day.
Hey, been there, done that.
I don't know. I'm just not immune to the cold weather.
I mean, I'm scared of Florida. Y'all be having, every now and then, y'all be having like some kind of like monsoon or something come over that corner or something over there. Y'all be getting that tropical weather sometimes.
You know
I'm
what?
Straight on that
in
too.
Orlando, it's different. It's like it happens around us. In Orlando, we just catch the rain. I guess we're the special ones, you know?
I'm like, man, I'd be scared to come out there sometimes. All I hear about, Hurricane Irene or somebody that is coming in, like, Title 7 hurricane. Like, see, all we got to do is worry about.
I know,
about,
but in L.A., it's like earthquakes and shit, ain't it? So
that's all we got to worry
like
about. So the ground shakes a little bit. It's okay. The ground shakes a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
But who the hell want to be walking and all of a sudden the ground shake? That's some shit. Like, you high as hell and you thinking you just shook. In your head, like you shaking, nigga, it was the ground that was shaking. Like.
Yeah, you don't even feel it, so that's what I'm saying. We get the little ones, like, we supposed to have one, like, a day or so ago, I think, or something. I didn't feel shit. Somebody, yo, you feel the earthquake? Nope. I guess maybe because I was high. Like I said, out here, it's so common. It's got to be one of those, we got to get one of those sevens or something for even a nigga to be like, okay, well, now we're going to start thinking about shit. Because, see, even in these foreign countries and their earthquakes, see, they getting like 12s and 13s and shit. See, that's the shit. Nope, I'm not going over there either. I mean, we seem to be cool, like, right here. Like,
so I don't know, on TV they make L.A. seem like it's so fabulous, and then when a broke motherfucker go to L.A., all you see is the hood. Like, this is some bullshit. Like, a motherfucker tired of seeing the hood. Like, seriously.
Hey,
like.
Hey, motherfucker, yeah, I'm tired of some motherfuckers coming out here, too, if they ain't going to do shit, but hey. It is the land of opportunity, but I mean, you're either gonna make it or you're not. You know what I mean? There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. That's what people don't realize, at least about it. You're either gonna grind out in L.A., you're gonna hustle, you're gonna strive, you're gonna do what you gotta do to get where you gotta go, or you're gonna be one of them bums on the corner. We even got bums coming out here just to be L.A. bums because the weather out here for a bum is better than anywhere else being a bum. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Dead serious. homeless find
nah, well,
a way out here
out
to be homeless
here.
In L.A. Like,
nah,
that's how
they don't take that shit in Florida. Your ass living in a park, they finna take you and your shit and throw it in the trash. Don't play with them. Don't be populating our parks and shit. Don't be with it.
Oh, nah, yeah, they be housing the homeless out here. We got all kind of shit, but that's why it's becoming a problem, see. It's just, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about the homeless, because I'm just going to say it like this. If I ever become that, like I said, if I ever become that where I'm living, like, literally on the streets, damn near crazy out of my mind, just everybody out there listening that is still full permission to go ahead and shoot me. I'm going to have a little clause in my will that says I don't want to live like that. Do not hold charges against anybody, because these motherfuckers, these bums out here is crazy. And at least, like
yeah.
I said, I can only speak on L.A. bums. And I'm talking about these I don't give a fuck no more bums. You know the ones when you drive and just walk out in the middle of traffic and just don't care? You know, you just supposed to stop. Like, these I don't give a fuck bums. Like, and I be thinking about
they be wanting you to hit them and shit.
Yes.
I be wanting to hit them.
I be wanting to do it. I be going like,
I hope
it's
a rich motherfucker. I hope if he hit me, he rich motherfucker. Fuck it.
Just don't care or really be like, man, put me out of my misery. Like them, them bums that want to die but just can't. Like they just be having just enough, just to not.
They got nine lives and shit.
They got every disease in the world and still ain't died. Toe damn near about to rot off and shit. These motherfuckers are still alive. Like these, you know, hardcore bums. Like, let me stop talking about these because it's even worse for bums in Vegas too. Because these motherfucking bums in Vegas is trying to slang bottled water. It's like, how y'all stealing bottled water and where y'all getting bottled water from to sell it in this 140-degree weather?
They better go to the dollar store and get some Coke to put in that damn bottled water,
man,
and sell something hot shit.
I don't know what's going
shit.
On with people. I don't know what's up with people, man. I don't know. It's scary. But we're going to get in the Dodgers double play, y'all. We got Juicy hanging with me. We got my boy Dre hanging with me. We're going to get a Dodgers double play, then we're going to be right back, all right? Let's keep it pushing just like this. All
right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This straight jacket don't fit
Dagger.
No more.
Chip. The dark side.
Need a new one.
Yeah. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I be playing games. I crack skulls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Because of your chatter, I'm going to hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find a ladder. Fuck it. Strap him to the wall. Where's the hammer to nail? I'm about to get medieval on him. Have him begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't want to miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You tell them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Killing off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross, uppercut. Break your jaw. You took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. These niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like Spark Butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strain. I bang, switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foeman. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Shots fan from here to Japan, touch any clan. If I am not the man, Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. You on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like I am.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid's head. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. I'm ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. He not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. We strap both arms full till they rip but they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him. I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal.
grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need the Angela.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline? Let's burn this nigga at the stake. I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
Told y'all,
I'm
fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. That's crazy, 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 crazy.
I want you to take this one right here and knock them over their head over there. Knock them
over
there, all right?
Motherfucking head in
this one's for y'all. All right, yo.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA,
what they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original, our words they ain't so critical, we both so
unforgettable,
so when we come together, it's like magic, call it Camelot. I'm not a artist, I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. The death is like the king of beats. Fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
right
nigga, show us what you got. You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only plays the keys. I'll be a
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the streets. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Jimmy D. Kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them. Brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch them as they come about them. That's the way you kill a fad.
Kill a fad.
I said a fad. Dagger ain't a homophobe. Look at me and touch me wrong. I crack a home in front of them.
Right.
Look at me on overload. I'm paranoid. I'm still prepared. I stay aware. Of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say,
what
they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
Yeah, see, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do.
Listen.
Wanna fuck that British weed, fuck a British bitch and do a lot of drink. 80 proof or better, tell her that. Maybe grow a cherry, girl, or resurrect the fight, yo. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast. Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Guess me, I'm fucked up. Wear a big old booty suit, but need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Jack the Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. It's in the UK, we don't stack shit, we
J-Pal.
Damn, we're getting fat, I'm hungry still, gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well,
long as Jesse's serving me,
I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean, it's people over government.
Don't say
fuck the queen. What they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
what you represent, Westside LA.
When the dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl,
gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit, go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time come.
You know you fucked up, you thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake,
kick is quick,
jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip, that nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column, that's my
face.
If I was a cannibal, it would be my I'm all about my salary, I need it now. Hand it over, need my weed, to the drink. You don't want the dagger for her. Yeah, I want it all, big, tall, stack of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenback, nut, nutty. Tip stacks, don't scratch, big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, mozzarella.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
What the fuck do you say now,
Jesse? What?
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 West Coast all day.
What?
With that UK connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
If y'all don't know, y'all better act like it.
What?
Robert, you are amazing. Jesus and I were so pleased.
Don't give me that bullshit. Is this the big prize? Where's Alicia Keys? Where's the Beyonce? Where's Wonder Woman? All I see is Florida Evanson. I can get a big bitch on my own. I had to kiss you on stage in front of everybody, and all I get is them mud ducks out there? That wasn't the deal.
Robert, Jesus never said it would happen overnight.
Well, how long do I have to suck lips with you before those women out there become hot?
Look, Robbie, I just sold Marduk's Find Herself a Man as a movie. And guess who's my leading man?
Really? I'm going to be in a movie. Oh.
That's right, Bob. And I only have one request. Look, man, all bullshit aside, can I please just have some ass?
Okay.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you made up this whole cross-dressing Christian cop crap just so you can sleep with men?
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck you! Now stick that up your ass! No homo.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Juicy, Dre hanging out with me today. Oh, man. What else are we going to get into? Let me finish about my trip, though, because now I'm trying to leave, right? Okay, I done did what I had to do out here. I'm ready to go. So, you got to drop the car back off. They always tell you, you got to drop the car. Give yourself about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes ahead of time so you can drop the car, take the shuttle back to the airport, make it to your gate, leave on time. So I did all this, right? Now, the fucked up part of what happened was that I don't understand why the people of Las Vegas decided to hold a marathon on a Sunday on the strip in 45, 50-degree weather. I don't understand that for the life of me. And me not living in Vegas, I didn't know nothing about it until, of course, I was trying to leave. And then, when you cut off the strip on Vegas, how much that traffic that messes up on the surrounding corners of that? Because y'all know how important the strip is to Vegas. So when that happened, now I'm sitting in traffic for like 2 hours extra trying to get to the airport, then get to the airport, then drop off the car, then get on the tram. Then I was already like, I dropped off my car with about 10 minutes left before my plane flew. I was already in my head like, man, I'm probably not going to make this. But I'm still, you have that little bit of hope, like maybe they're running late, maybe whoop whoop or whatever. By the time I get to the airport, the Vegas airport, I'm already supposed to be leaving. So now, and I find out where my fucking gate is. Why is my gate the furthest one in the back? Like some C-23 or some shit. The furthest back section of the fucking airport in the whole thing. That's where my plane got to fly out of. That's where I got to go. So how you think you might still make it? So I'm in there trying to power walk and shit. Nigga, calves is burning. Motherfucker, arms is sore because I got my back. Because, you don't want to carry on. I didn't want to have to check a bag. So I just, I was only going to be out there for the weekend. So, just a couple of clothes and I have my electronics and shit. But I'm trying to power walk these motherfuckers through. The other thing I like, they got the little escalators. I don't know if y'all see. It's not really an escalator, but it's like a flat escalator. You know how people can walk on the side, and then there's like a motorized sidewalk that moves forward.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know what it's called. They call it like a skywalk or some shit or something like that. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
But I'm on the skywalk trying to walk past people. People just looking at me, just standing there. And I don't understand. It's like how you feel you can just block motion for everybody. Like, just because your ass want to stand there and be lazy and not go nowhere and do nothing, that don't mean that I got to sit up here and wait for you to be lazy and I got somewhere that I got to be. And, oh, my God. I had to stop by McDonald's because I was hungry. But I turned away so fast from McDonald's. Why? Because you can't go to McDonald's in the airport or anything in the airport because it would have cost me fucking $6 down there just for a large fries. That's taxing it just for a fries. Six fucking bucks. Mm-mm.
That's airport.
You weren't hungry no more, huh?
Nah, I was hungry in the buffet. I looked at that shit like, are you serious? And like a whole meal was like damn near like $8-$9. Like, plus tax. Like, and motherfuckers was buying that shit. Buying it. Like, nah, I'm good.
That's McDonald's airport food for you.
McDonald's ain't that good. I mean, yeah, I was hungry and everything, but I was like, nah, I'm good. So then I go over there and I miss my flight. I walk up to the gate. That shit been gone. Like, I think I saw it take it off. Like, oh, there it goes. Like, so now they put me on the standby list. Now, for anybody that don't know what standby is, this is like the lottery. I guess because what they do is they put you on a list wherever you was going. Like, see, I was going to L.A., so then they put me on a list, of every plane going to L.A. and what standby is, that means you pay for your ticket, but since you missed your flight and they don't want you sitting in the airport all fucking for the rest of your life, they'll put you on the next available seat on the next available plane that's going to your destination. Now, the bad part about that is that you got to realize is that I missed my flight to L.A. You got to realize there were probably like maybe four or five flights ahead of mine all day. And, you know, people miss their flights too. So all these people are ahead of me on this list that I got added on to like midway down throughout the day. And there were still about four or five flights still going to L.A. after my flight. So I had to hope not only that somebody didn't show up, but that there would still be a seat left for me to jump on. So I was sitting there in the airport like, okay, now what the fuck am I going to do? I'm pissed. Can't do my show. Supposed to be doing my show because I was going to be back in time, just in enough time to do my show and do what I need to do on Slap Sundays. This is what happened last week. I had my shit all planned out. But because motherfuckers want to run a fucking marathon in Vegas in 30-degree weather, it had to set push the whole nigga shit back. And then when you go on a standby list, it's just whatever plane that's flying from whatever gate. So I'm way in the back, remember? I'm way in the back. I miss my flight. The next flight to L.A. is in the next gate. I don't get on that one because there's too many people ahead of me. Then they're like, okay, well, now all standby passengers are transferred over to, like, B13, which is way on the other fucking side of the airport. So now I got to pick up all my shit and everything, travel my ass back across the other side of the airport, and I got about 15 minutes to 20 minutes to get there to check in to get on their standby list for their plane going to L.A. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was on the standby list for, like, 2 hours, 3 hours, just sitting there, just watching planes go by. I got on, like, the second-to-last plane coming to L.A. Like,
damn.
And then,
guess next time you take Greyhound now, huh?
Yeah, nah. See, nah, nigga, I'm just going to rent a car. Like I said, if you can drive into Vegas, just get your ass on a plane and fucking drive. It's just so much easier. But,
mm-hmm.
And then I get on the plane, right? So now I'm standing by. I hear my name. You know, like I said, I feel like I won the lottery. Like, oh, shit, this is my name. Yeah, like, oh, shit, I jumped up smiling and shit. Like, yes, let me on this motherfucking plane. I don't care what happens. Just get me home. Like, nigga, so I get on the plane and everything. And then, of course, I sit. Since you stand by, you know, standby is last. You're the last one to board. You just fill up whatever empty seats they got left, right? So I fill that. And then I kind of try to get my bag on. There's no overhead compartments because, like I said, this is, for one, it's Southwest, and two, I was one of the last people on the plane. So now they got to check my bag. So that takes another 15 minutes or so. Like, oh, my God. People looking at me like I'm a problem. Now I'm trying to find a place to sit. Of all places to sit, there's no place really to sit and sit next to this lady and her fucking kid who's a toddler. You know, she's holding the kid, like, you know, can't talk, can't speak, little baby. Like, I'm like, damn, because I done heard stories about planes and babies and these motherfuckers don't act right on planes, but I'm like, I'm tired of standing up looking for a seat. Okay, I sit down. The first thing this bitch say to me, the kid's, yeah, it's all right, cute kid or whatever. It starts smiling, giggling, whoop and everything. But the first thing this bitch say to me is like, oh, yeah, he looks like your baby daddy, don't he? What the fuck type of shit is that to say to a stranger? What type of shit is that to say to a stranger? No, I don't look like this motherfucker's baby. No, I don't. I don't even want to know what he looks like. Nah, you don't say shit like that to me. What the fuck is...
Wow.
Is that how you strike up a conversation with someone? I mean, what the fuck? Like...
She was trying to tell you something.
Nah, she was trying to tell me shit.
She met her next baby daddy.
Here.
You look like her next baby daddy. I don't think
yeah, or something like
that.
Is that how the bitches with kids try to get on people? Like, ooh, you look like my baby daddy. Like, is that supposed to hit at something? Like, that is not a way to get a dude. And like, nah,
yeah,
no.
That would have been like stewardess. I'm like stewardess.
But what I can say is a good thing, though. Like, the kid slept the whole time. The kid, like, fell asleep on takeoff and then, like, and it was woke up when it started going. So I can't say he sat there and screamed or whatever. So, I mean, good kid. I can't say nothing about him. But that was just the fucked up shit to say to somebody, I think, straight out the gate. Bitch, you don't know, like, yeah, you look like your baby. And say it to the kid, like, the kid just giggling and shit, like, no, that's not funny. Like, that's not nothing to laugh at, like, that I look like your baby dad.
Kid like that.
Nah, hell nah.
Now, step back, give me ice cream.
Now you ain't getting shit. And then fucking peanuts on the plane. The peanuts is nasty. I had to be one of the nasty-ass bag of peanuts. Already, I complained about how nasty they was on one end, and on the other hand, they don't give you enough. They give you like 12. There's like 12 peanuts in that whole bag.
Damn.
That shit is like, why y'all, they just so cheap with shit. And I ordered a Sprite, right, on the way back. They got me my drink this time, at least on the way back. But they don't even give you, they used to give you the Sprite in the cup, and then they give you the rest of the can. That's what I remember. So when you're done with your cup, you can refill your cup with your own can. They don't even give you the rest of the soda no more.
What?
You get that one half a cup that's filled with so much ice and everything, you get that you just literally have to sip on, like.
That's it?
That's it.
No, so
they
what?
Give, they didn't even give a nigga
you
the
try to pass
can.
A dollar, like, you can't get
I can't even get the rest of my. I can't get the rest of my Sprite. Like, is y'all really that tight over here on Southwest? Is y'all niggas holding on to their jobs that bad that I can't get my a whole can of Sprite? And it says complimentary on the menu. So, I mean, if y'all giving these away for free, then why can't I get a whole fucking can? Never again, y'all. Never again. Or at least don't fly Southwest. I'm not trying to boycott Southwest because me knowing my dumb ass will probably be on them motherfuckers again because, like I said, I'll save money where I can. But just understand, if you're going to be cutting corners and saving money, you're going to get that kind of service because that's what the fuck it is. It is the straight bus of the airlines, y'all. Oh, man. Even the pilots, right? You know how most pilots, because like I said, when you're flying a plane, most pilots fly above the weather. You know, they go above the clouds. You know, they go at a high enough altitude where the fucking clouds don't bother you or what's going on. These motherfuckers just flying through the clouds like, fuck it. Nigga, so much turbulence. Nigga, and you ever notice, like, a bus driver or, like, somebody's driving, you're in the passenger seat, and they, like, lose it for, like, a half a second? You know, the car swerves or something like that, or the bus might accidentally automatically brake. I swear them cops was in, not them cops, I swear the motherfucking pilots was in there doing some shit. Like, he was trying to drive it, he was trying to grab something, was, like, reaching behind him or whatever and lost the plane for a quick second because there was some dips, like, and then he brought it back or something. I swear that's what he was in there doing. Or they was
that's
in there partying
last
or
plane
something.
For you.
Yes. That shit was scaring the hell out of me because, like I said, the plane is one of the places where if something happens, there's not much you can do. I mean, there's not much you can do. What you going to do, swan dive? That's why if you notice, like when planes usually take off, they take off over water because if something happens on takeoff, at least all the debris and shit and motherfuckers fall in the water, so you may have a chance. You know what I mean? You may have one. But that's why at least every flight out of L.A. flies out over the fucking ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Because if something happens, it's easier to collect body parts and shit or whatever out of the ocean than it is to be blown up.
Okay, that's just cutting up. Like, now you're making me more traumatized about not flying.
I'm not trying to be. Is this what it, I'm just
body
saying.
Body parts in the ocean, for God's sake. Give me something positive to think about.
No, I'm
half
just
a can of Sprite.
That's why they
peanuts.
Do it. Because if a plane blows up over, you know, if a plane blows up over the city, then, you know, motherfuckers have engines falling through their roofs. It's a lot more you got to clean up. It's a lot more. That's exactly why they do it. And when they come in, that's why they have y'all come in one by one. If you ain't been on a plane, like I said, the places where a plane was going to fuck up is either going to be on takeoff or on when it lands. Those are the only couple of places where shit can really, really fuck up. Because when the plane lands, you know how fast these motherfucking planes are coming in, and then when they hit the ground, they got to hit the brakes so motherfucking hard, and some of these wheels on these planes is so wobbly. Like, you just think, and you got to think of, like, planes like big-ass cars. I've seen cars driving. I've seen the wheel get wobbly, and I've seen the wheel come off the car, and I've seen the car just do all kind of weird shit. It can happen. But yet, every day, motherfuckers hop their ass on planes, going to all kind of places, and people just making it where they got to go. So I'm not trying to scare anybody out of doing what they feel they need to do. That's not what I'm here for. I'm just saying. I was on a plane, and I be having them dark thoughts sometimes. But I made it. I'm here, so I can't say that it didn't. I can't say that something happened. But
do you
want to
know my
shit.
Favorite in-flight movie on a plane?
What?
Final Destination.
That's what I said. I had
me
a
hell
Final
no.
Destination movie.
Me,
like,
y'all with the bullshit. I'm not with it. Like.
Hey,
one,
I'll watch that
Sprite.
Movie my whole flight.
Okay, so I got a half a Sprite, 12 peanuts, Final Destination, turbulence. No, hell no. and my damn pilot is stretching back for the other half of the Sprite and bullshit. And like, I ain't got time
Sprite.
For all that shit.
Other half of my Sprite, yeah, exactly.
Give me that nigga Sprite. He don't need to eat
yeah,
like he ain't even on his trip.
Shit is crazy. And then I'm leaving and the motherfucking crew is just like, okay, yeah, bye. Like, these motherfuckers just hate their job. Like I said, the last time I heard about something happening on a plane was when the motherfucker went crazy on the plane and blew the emergency hatch or something or some shit. I don't know if y'all remember that. but and he got like all kind of arrested and shit like that. But I could understand why. These motherfucking shit is why I could not be on a plane serving people dirt, 12 peanuts, half a Sprite all day. I mean, they fly in, fly out, ears popping all day. You going to slash, you know, pressure. I mean, I can't have that job. Now I'm good. Don't want that.
They
job.
Gotta take something for that. They must take something for that. Like, you know, you can't just like work that type of shit and not take something. You know, it has to be some kind of medication to get on so they can be like mellowed out. Maybe a, you know, a,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anybody out there that knows? I mean, give us a call 661-621-7559. We're gonna get back into these slappers real quick. Topaz, the boss lady herself, going hammer on them. Let's roll.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in they mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, Ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going 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 hammer, going hammer on you, ho.
Yeah. What it do, Jazzy?
Bundy, bitch.
Bundy, bitch.
I see ya. Let me show these niggas how to rap on one
I'm
of your
sure.
beats.
Dig this.
Look. They call me Bundy. I'm all about that
money.
Don't do consignment, so you ain't got a friend.
Me.
She thinks she fine. That's why she acting funny. Since she heard I hang with Ben Franklin and them Jackson buddies. But that dro got me so high that you can't get shit from it. Listen to me. Play the post game. Got the position on him. Yo, what up, Jazzy? See you out in Cali shitting on him. Nope, there ain't no rain clouds. I'm up high. I'm pissing on him. Okay, let's get this in order. I went to Cali rolling. Put a blunt in a lighter. Pistol in a folder. And I don't need no throwback. But Houston Oilers. I'm a motherfucker, but I prefer your daughter. Boy, so hot, I don't need no water. Got that arcade though, I'm blowing quarter after quarter after quarter. Shorty say, look, you always looking fly. Is you ballin'? I'm like, no cell phone coverage, I can't call it, darling. But you can hang with me, ain't got no room in the closet. ARK, that's where I say, hey, welcome to the mosh pit. I'm from the dirty, dirty, where niggas ain't got shit but a hope and a dream and an extended Glock clip. Carbon, no copy. You make it out of Little Rock, then you the hood's rocket. Think it won't happen, then you ain't heard my shit. Got it all covered, eight ball, corner pocket. Better tell them boys, bye, man.
I'm from the dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty.
Juicy still hanging out with me. Juice?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Ma, who else we got up in here? Hold on, bring it in. 3596, you got the dagger. What it do?
What's good, dagger? This is your girl, Mia. Hitting you up, showing you some love.
What it do, Ma? What you got going on for tonight? How'd that party go?
Oh, it was turned up. We had so much fun. My brother was so surprised. I asked the stripper for him and everything, and she did her tricks and stuff. She made a lot of money, so it was popping. You know, we had free drinks, free food, free cake, everything. I made some chicken wings. They fucked that shit up. Everybody was asking me for the recipe, like, oh, my God, what did you do? And, you know, it was a blast. And after that, I had ended up going to the club with my homegirl. So I didn't even get in until, like, 5 in the morning.
Well, as you said, it sounded like it was a popping evening then, so that's good.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Another night in LA.
Hi, Jesse. Well, how you doing?
What's up, boo-boo? How are you?
I'm fine. I see you hanging out with the dagger.
Yeah, I'm chilling. Speaking of the dagger, you know, I'm not from LA, so I do have to ask you this question. Is weed not legal in LA? Or is it only medical? Cause I just need to know if I go down there, whether I'm going to be sick or not.
Medical weed is legal. It's legal to me.
Only
I'm
medical
smoking.
Weed?
No, I mean, you gotta have your card. Down here, you gotta have a card. If you can flash your card, you straight. Besides that, they may give you problems. They're gonna give you issues. But if you got your little card, and even if you got your card, you can still only have like a certain amount of whoop or whatever. But as long as you got your card, I mean, you can go get a card for like $30-$40. So.
Actually, they about to stop it now. If you really don't have no serious medical conditions, as far as like cancer and AIDS and stuff like that, they're not going to just give everybody their weed cards now. And that's starting next year, so everybody who don't got their weed cards and who really need it, you better go get it before it really be hard to get them. So if you want to smoke that good kush, you know, that's the weed shop one time a day.
We're going to get into the smoke session real quick. Not real quick, but I mean, that's going to be the next section we're going to get into. So make sure y'all got y'all blunts, y'all balls, zigzags, whatever y'all smoking out of, make sure y'all get it ready because we got some new tracks for the smoke session. But you can, but see me, I'm just a smoker. See, I don't care. I mean, I could have been got my weed card. I've had all kind of excuses to probably smoke. But I mean, I got people that I get my weed from that I trust, and I just don't care, I guess, in a sense. But you can't know. I'm waiting for the day when you can just walk down the street and I can just smoke a blunt walking down the street and really not have nothing to worry about. Because I don't do that. But I'd be rolling, like I said, I'd be hotboxing the shit out of my car. I'd be, like, rolling with the windows up. And then, you know, it looked like a train after
sure
a while.
Do.
So that's what I'd be on. And when I crack the windows and it all leaks out, then it's like, so you got to know where to dump off the smoke and everything. But besides that, if you just don't want to be fucked with, then, yeah, you go pick you up a card. If you just don't care, then it don't matter because they're not going to stop
you. I mean, I don't know if I qualify, but I've always had a slap-a-bitch syndrome. So, slap-a-bitch syndrome.
Oh, slap-a-bitch syndrome. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when other females see a pretty girl, they underestimate them. You know, they
you know,
have natural hair and nice skin, and they assume that, oh, this bitch is soft, she won't do nothing. And me personally, whether you're tall, short, black as hell, red as hell, bitch, I have slap-a-bitch syndrome, so don't come to me with the bullshit, because I was born and raised from the hood. Bitch, and my hand gets really slipped. So
When you go to the doctor, just tell them that you got nerve conditioning. You know, when your nerves just are kicking, you know, your arm just go pow, you feel me? You can't help that. Because that's
the
real shit, you feel
they
me?
They got the doctors out here.
I told my doctor that. I mean, I told my doctor that. She was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, sometimes I just want to slap the shit out of a bitch. And she was like, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not the doctor for you. And I was thinking to myself, well, bitch, are you going to refer me to someone who can help me with this process?
You somewhere else.
But that's a real disease, though, because, see, weed will calm that down. Weed will calm you down. Like,
exactly.
Like,
and
like,
I would be happy. You know, I just want to be jolly, you know. I just want to eat brownies with weed in them and cookies and just be happy.
That should be tasting
for
nasty
real, me
to me.
Too. I feel
that
you,
should
girl.
Be tasting so nasty. Oh, speaking of weed, have y'all ever had this, have y'all ever heard of this shit called fucking spice? I mean, you could pick this shit up.
No, I don't.
This is,
no,
this
that's
supposed
that's
to be. This is supposed
yeah,
to be
yeah, with no THC.
Weed.
They sell it every,
yeah.
every damn corner store in
yeah,
Orlando,
they got
Florida.
All type of stuff.
I forgot
that
all about
crazy.
That. I
that
forgot
shit
all
have you laughing.
About
okay,
that.
Okay, now, my friend said she smoked this shit, and she did not. She could not open the door handle of her vehicle for 5 minutes. Now, I'm sorry. I don't want to smoke nothing that I can't open my own car
no,
door.
No,
like,
but
seriously.
See, here's another dumb thing that happened. I'm glad I thought of this. See, speaking of smoking, before I got some good weed in Vegas, I came across this shit out there, because this is supposed to be the legal shit or whatever. This shit is some bullshit. Like, I guess I smoked too much, because I was smoking that shit, and I was like, I didn't get high. I didn't feel no kind of effects. I felt like I wasted my time and money. And I was just so upset because this is hot now. Yes, one, it's supposed to work, and two, I guess either I just smoked so much weed where I guess only weed can do something for me, but also at the same time, this is what people are actually smoking, because people have told me, like, yeah, I got high as fuck off of this. All I know is wrong. I couldn't even smoke a whole blunt by myself. Dude,
yeah,
like,
they have different types of spice. I guess it's better if you get the ones that's in the actual baggie that has the different labels and a different,
they have,
you know, advertising.
Yeah, they
on
have,
there.
Like, yeah. Here, all the Indians, every Indian in every corner store sells that shit. Like, seriously. Like, they got
the
different pipes and everything. They got the pipes next to them. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas might as well just sell bags. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but
actually,
that's
what
really does mess with your brain.
I went into a smoke shop.
It's bad for you.
And I saw the big ass. I want one of them big ass like hookah type things or whatever, but, you know, put some like real like big pounds of weed in there. Like, I want that to be like my centerpiece. I would literally have that in my like living room, because everybody who would be coming through or whatever, I know is gonna smoke, but it's like that's when the party go down. And could you imagine like this? And I've seen them. They're so juicy. I need like two or three of them. I need, like, at least two or three of them. Like,
yeah, my homegirl, she owned a pipe store. So when you went to this bitch house, she had, like, 50 different pipes. You know, and she's Caucasian and black. She white and black. So I'm like, you know what, bitch? Is it the white girl in you that got 50 pipes in the room, or is it the black girl in you that got 50 pipes in the room? I'm confused. This bitch had every pipe that you would think of. Like,
each one had a name. Like, each one was for, like, a special occasion or something. Like, see, that's what I want. That's how I want mine to be.
Yeah, they had a pipe store, and it went out of business. And I'm like, okay, so now what y'all going to do with all the pipes? And they're just chilling with the pipes and shit, smoking at the pipes. I don't preferably like to smoke at the pipes because it makes me feel like a crackhead. You know, I don't want to light anything with the lighter and inhale at the same time. Cause I think, you know, the lighter start burning, getting hot and shit, and, you know, you just start feeling really weird. You know what I'm saying?
I need a pipe, and I like a pipe only because that's for, like, roaches. Like, when you get down to the roaches, see, here's
the
things that I do.
Yeah, that's
see,
for roaches.
I'm never ashamed to save my roaches. See, what I'm going to do when I get my own spot and everything, I'm going to have actually, like, a big-ass, like, cup. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm going to have something, and that's just going to be the roaches. Every time I got roaches, I'm just going to throw them in there and collect it. Because, you know, times get rough. Like I said, I go back to the roaches. Like, I got to put them together.
Now,
I'll make a blunt. You know what I mean? I'm not ashamed to go back and roll the roach blunt. You know, I'm not ashamed of it at all.
You know the roaches will fuck you up. You smoke
like
20 different roaches.
Or if I don't got enough. But see, if you don't got enough to roll the roach blunt.
And if it's all good stuff, then it don't matter.
Yeah, but see, but then if you don't got enough to roll the blunt out of the roaches, then you need a pipe or something. Because you can just put like two or three in there and get the little quick hit real quick or something like that, just to try to get enough to go to sleep or something. You know, like I said, the shit's going to get smoked somehow. So it's always good to have something. If you want that ultimate head rush, the bombs are cool. What I want to try, I've seen this shit. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was like a fucking big-ass gas mask, one of the gas masks with the big-ass eyes on it that just had a bong all the way stuck to the end of it. I want to see what that shit's about. I want to
see. Oh, you
got to
be careful with those things.
Nah.
You might suck around and pass out.
Well, me and my BF, we used to have sessions where we used to put the quilt over our head and smoke a blunt. And we was not allowed to lift the quilt up. So we're just sitting here blowing smoke back and forth, you know, laughing and shit, you know, talking about guys, because, you know, that's what girls do. We smoke weed and we talk about the stupid shit niggas do. You know what I'm saying? So we're smoking back and forth and blowing the weed, and all of a sudden, halfway through the blunt, she's like, bitch, I'm really fucked up. Like, we need to lift this blanket. We're going to kill ourselves. So we lift that blanket, and the whole blanket smells like weed. I mean, it's a wonderful experience.
I cloud of smoke.
I never heard.
You know, what do guys
everybody
talk about when, if it's a whole bunch of guys in a room, what do they talk about when they're high?
Football?
Nah, see, guys, nah. It depends on the guys you're chilling with. It depends on what's going on for the night. If niggas is just smoking, then that's one thing. If niggas is smoking before they go out, then they talking about the game plan for the night. If niggas is smoking while they're playing the video game, niggas is talking about how they about to whip somebody's ass. I mean, it's
yeah,
depends on the
talk shit. Y'all just be talking shit.
Sometimes
yeah, that's what guys do. Because I have a brother, and he's just like, man,
sometimes
all
you
do is
smoke.
Get high and talk.
Yeah, or it's the opposite. Sometimes, and some niggas, like I said, some niggas get philosophical and shit when they be high, and they think they know more than they do. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. Like, shut up. But
I think girls are bipolar when we're high, because we go to talk about makeup, to clothes, to guys, to what this bitch has said on the phone, to what this nigga,
y'all jump subjects. We be on whatever's about to happen right now or what's going on at the moment. Y'all can talk about
we
anything.
We get high and want to do each other hair, put makeup on, and stuff like that. Like, girl, you
need to
put
makeup on. Wait a minute. But nah, but since we've been talking about smoking, let's just get into it. We're going to get into the smoke session before we get out of here, y'all. First up, is off that Amsterdam, Jay Pistola. Let's roll.
The flight was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavy, but I kinda sewer. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish? The fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Why your eye keeps switching? Everything is tight. I'm a kinky, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I'm off the super window, goddamn. But your boy Pistola's a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, the damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucker, look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stacked up the cush, never stressing it. And the bitch only but a neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible. Copter, Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day, but that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing the fifth of what she's saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her skin but yellow green like a rasta. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
Smoking on that British got me stuck, chasing paper. I'm dumb high, but don't fly.
stuntin' on them haters. We rollin' up that British. Rollin' up that British. We rollin' up that British.
They say it's from Colombia.
We rollin' up that British.
British.
Rollin' up that British.
British.
We rollin' up that British.
And they ain't smokin' with Danny Young.
We rollin' up that British.
British.
Rollin' up that British.
British.
We rollin' up that British.
They say it's from Colombia.
We rollin' up that British.
British.
Rollin' up that British.
British.
We rollin' up that British.
And they ain't smokin' with Danny Young. They say it's from Colombia. British, British, and they ain't smoking with Danny Young. British, British, they say it's from Colombia. British, British, and they ain't smoking with Danny Young. British, British, they say it's from Colombia. British, British, and they ain't smoking with Danny Young. British, British, they say it's from Colombia. British, British, and they ain't smoking with Danny Young.
Yes, we're back. Slap Sunday's the dagger. Bang Out Radio. Another end of the Slap Sunday. Slap Sundays, y'all. Still got Juicy hanging out with me. MIA in the building.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building.
I'm chilling.
Good. It was good to be back. Like I said, I hate taking days off. I mean, shoot, I hate taking weeks off. It's only a weekly show, so I thank everybody that came back this week. Sorry again. My apologies for last week. Like I said, if you listen to today's show, you know that I was trying to deal with a whole lot of shit, but I made it. And like I said, it's going to take a lot to stop me from being here every Sunday, but if nothing else is going on, then I'm going to be here. But if something pops off, like I said, I'm just like y'all, just a regular person. Ain't no telling what could possibly happen. So we'll be back here every Slap Sunday from 7 to 9 at Bang Out Radio. Make sure you check me out on West Good Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11. That's where you get your R&B and we smooth things out and get on Strictly Adult Matters. So make sure you put the kids to bed, pour your drink, chill, hang out, do what we got to do. Juicy, any shout-outs to anybody you want to talk to or anybody you want to say something to real quick before we get up out of here?
Now I'm just giving a shout out to around the world. I'm to all the guys. This is Juicy Baby, JUCIEBABIE on Facebook. Hit your girl up for good combo only. And one more shout out to Ashton Martin. Loving your music, baby. I'm behind you 100%.
There it is. MIA, shout outs. Who you want to say hello to?
Yeah, I just want to shout out everybody who listens to Bang Out Radio, showing their support. Shout out to everybody who came to my party last night. We had a ball. Thanks for showing your support. You can hit me up on Facebook at Lovely Queen. I'm just doing it real big. You'll see me out there. So thanks for having me on the show again. It was nice hanging out with you always.
As always, I want to make sure I shout out, you know, Topaz Lachey herself again. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. All the independent artists, R&B, hip-hop, rap, anybody sending me their music, anybody that's talking about me, anybody that's spreading the word about what we got going on over here, I want to thank y'all personally. Like I said, I'm sorry I missed y'all last week. I will not miss another day unless some drastic graces of things just stop me from being here. But besides that, I'm going to be right here every Sunday, so don't even worry about it. Who else? That's about it, y'all. We're going to ride out on this weirdo TC because I want y'all, because we don't swag no more. They draw me out. We out.
We don't say swag no more, swag more. so straight. Got a lot of weight, nigga, spray me your face. Give me a mo, drown me out, act like you know. Hit Melrose, throw a deuce to the bro. Gun so black, mad like a crow. Oh hell no, got a pass on the smoke. Ain't Facebook, but it's stay tryna post. Swag is now dead, and it's been a joke. Call me Charlie Sheen, cause the girl's so dope. Diggy too fresh, drown me out till I'm soaked. Wayne, these weirdo games, give me a mo, give me a mo.
Talking about cooling out, man. West Side, West Coast, Bang Out Radio.